Again!
We're doing podcast stuff!
Again.
We are in Irvine, California, trying desperately to get out of a parking lot.
So if I'm a little distracted, it's because I'm navigating.
So we just saw the always awesome...
Right past the introductions and everything.
Oh, sorry.
I'm Batman.
I'm just a cat.
I'm not here.
Wait.
I'm driving. I'm Patch.
I'm not here.
Okay. All right. So we just saw Spirit Box, Papa Roach, and the always awesome Shinedown.
Always awesome.
Always awesome. Yeah. Suppose we should talk about the other bands first before we be all gleeful about Shinedown. Okay, so we got to see the full sets. We did not miss any of their set of Spirit Box.
Yeah, that was novel, getting here and there was no music playing.
It was weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I love her Cookie Monster. Her growly.
So Spirit Box was fantastic. Let's start there.
Okay.
Tacos Oi.
So there's some navigation going on here.
Commercial.
Why are there two of them?
After show tacos. Brought to you by Get in the Van.
You do that. Now
there we
music
go.
Off. Okay.
Okay. Alright.
Spirit Box.
Yeah, they were fantastic. For some reason, she was wearing a 70s vinyl truck seat as a leather vest? Corset?
It was a corsety type thing, and then the pants were fucking parachute pants, which was just weird.
No, they were like JNCOs, because they had straps and shit.
Yeah.
Whoa, that's road. Okay.
It was an interesting outfit, to say the least. It was like, I saw it as like a weird distressed leather in blue, but it was all like JNCOs, like baggy but shiny and like.
But let's go back to her singing, because really that's what's important.
Yes, true. Yes.
The costume was interesting.
Because otherwise I'm going to talk for 10 minutes about what fucking Shinedown was wearing. Anyway.
Well, we are going to talk about what they were wearing.
Yeah.
There's no
and
doubt
his
about
hair.
This.
Oh my God. Yeah. Anyway. Spirit Box.
Great show.
Yeah.
I feel like the audio was trying to figure out where her voice fit.
Well, she
in
has
there.
Two very different vocal styles. She has this very sweet, singy voice for her clean vocals, and then this just amazing, powerful.
Hello, little rat.
Run over the rat. Amazing, powerful growl.
Yes, she has an amazing voice, and I really think that the house sound or whoever her sound guy was didn't know how to deal with her.
Yeah.
Because, they would turn her up for her clean stuff, and then she'd growl, and they'd be like, ah! And turn her way down.
And then she ended up feeling buried, and
Yeah, so it wasn't ideal.
I have a hunch it's just she was working with, was a sound, she was probably having a house sound as the opener, not her people specifically for Spirit Box. Who don't know the songs, don't know the set.
Yeah.
I would love to see a headlining set with them where they have an audio engineer who is actually dedicated to the band and has worked with her before.
Agreed.
I think that would be really cool.
Agreed. So, moving on from the vocals, because we all agree that they were fantastic, though the sound guy was not necessarily everything we would have wanted. I was expecting a much more theatrical, witchy set from them based on their singles and sort of the artwork and video stuff that they've put out. And their sort of topic, the thematic...
Subject matter.
Thank you. The subject matter of their songs. And they were very, like I said, she was wearing a vinyl truck seat. And I don't remember seeing anybody else on stage. I know that there were three other people on stage.
Well, the drummer was very unseen. I know he was back there, but he was also behind the blinders and things.
Oh, that's
right. All on most of the time. So even when they had a spotlight on him, the drummer just disappeared. So he was literally the invisible drummer.
Yeah.
And there were then, I think, guitar and bass who were up on that second level who never came down.
Right, they were up on the riser.
They were up on the riser in front of the blinders.
You know, the lighting engineer for that particular set, I would like to poke in the nose.
Well, I mean, they're the opening band, so whatever they have to use is, like, what they bring, pretty much. They don't get to use most of the rig.
Right, it's just, could you let your audience see the band? Is that too much to ask?
I don't recall being blinded, but...
Okay.
I'm not saying it didn't happen. I just don't recall it, so... And normally I recall, like, if it's egregious.
It's not egregious, but I am so tired of having strobes.
Yeah.
Like, quit fucking strobing in my face.
Ding.
Just make me dizzy and ill.
And while we're bitching about the tech issues, Rick, would you like to address the LED wall?
That was a venue problem, yes. not because...
But it was still a tech issue.
Very much a venue problem. They've got two big LED wall screens on either side of the stage, and the venue does a great job of having camera crews and somebody calling the show and actually putting the show up on these screens on the side, regardless of what's going on stage, which they have sometimes. And one of their walls up there just...
Shit the bed.
Yeah. Pre-show, it was a little piece of a corner of that just replicated across it. Half of it wasn't working. And then the opener came on and like, well, I guess they're going to tech the wall through the opener. And they had color calibration stuff going on, and they eventually got it a little bit better. But I think eventually when Shinedown came on, they basically just said, just turn it off and leave it off.
Yeah.
Because they never did actually get the thing properly mapped out. I don't know whether their processor shit the bed or what, but I literally had to take a picture of it and send it to my friend Brandon, who does LED walls, somewhere where I'm sure he's doing LED walls tonight, and be like, LOL, 5 Points Irvine...
Can't get their shit together.
Can't get their shit together, and they're teching the wall during the opening band. But yeah, very much a venue issue. I feel like it wasn't a huge... issue to fix. It should have been pretty easy.
It should have been, yes.
It apparently was not. They had an operator, but not a tech there, apparently.
Yeah, I'm positive that they just gave up.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure.
And while we're giving dubious shout-outs to Irvine Meadows, or I'm sorry, Five Point, seriously, what the fuck with that announcement? They made an announcement after Papa Roach that was louder than any of the bands.
All
and it
of
was
the sound
not cool.
Guys in the back were covering their ears.
Yeah, the
it startled me from the urinal outside the other way. It was like, what the heck is that? If it's that loud here,
I mean, clearly somebody had a setting wrong and hit play and didn't check the levels. I mean,
and didn't fix it any time during the announcement.
Yeah, that part
no,
was
it, went
it,
down
it,
over
it
the
did go down,
of the
but
announcement.
It but it didn't. They didn't, it wasn't an oh shit way down. It was a, maybe we'll think about turning that down a little bit.
It
seems a little excessive.
Is that what it was? Because it was so loud I couldn't tell what the fuck was going on.
No, yeah, no, it was the...
In case of emergency...
Like someone blasting my ears out?
Your safety is our, priority. Yeah. That's about all I heard. Then went back to the business at hand.
All right, so, Spirit Box. She did make a really entertaining, very dry joke right before their last song. And she's like, oh, we're going to play a ballad. And, you know, if you're here with someone special, you know, maybe take their hand, maybe dance a little, but leave room for Jesus. And then they launched into an incredibly hard song, which was lovely. But
but like, I had to like think about it halfway into the song. I'm like, wait, was that a joke?
She said, leave 6 inches for Jesus.
Is that what she said? I heard
Leave 6 inches for Jesus. Because It was delivered so fucking straight. It was really good.
She gave an angelic little smile too when she said it.
Yeah. I want more of them.
Yeah, they were fabulous.
So, and then Papa Roach.
Shut up, Jacoby.
I didn't feel like he rambled that much.
He wasn't really rambling.
No, there was only one
tonight. Yeah.
So I gotta say, as much grief as I give Jacoby, and as much grief as I give Papa Roach, they're really growing on me. They're really good. They're really professional.
Yeah.
And like, Jacoby did talk a bunch because he can't help himself. But he kept himself pretty on message. And his messages were not mostly super rambly and like, dumb.
He knows how to work a crowd.
He definitely knows how to work a crowd. That's never been in doubt. He has always been a fabulous showman. And watching them tonight gave me yet another new appreciation, because Home Dude is at least my age. He's probably a little older than me. And the energy he is putting out and bouncing and jumping while he is singing.
Yeah.
And not missing a note.
He's got some stamina.
Is amazing. Just mind-boggling.
Yeah.
Yeah, he went out into the crowd and, like...
got lost.
He didn't just hit the VIPs.
No, he was climbing over barricades and up into the cheap seat stands. He was close enough to us that I could have stood up, taken four steps, and told Jacoby to shut up to his face. And I'm sad I didn't, but it would have been rude, because I didn't feel like he needed to shut up this tonight.
Yeah.
But he could have sweat on us.
I'm glad he didn't. I'm glad he was still, like, four seats away from us, because he was sweaty. Oh, my God.
But again, you know, my age. Working hard.
Yeah.
Nothing but props. I have nothing bad to say about Papa Roach, which is really rare for me.
It is very rare.
Good show. Good, you know, good energy. Good, you know, crowd involvement.
Yeah.
You know, taking it down a notch in the middle for you know, a good message. They're heavily involved in the suicide prevention line and things like that. So that's
they're donating to the foundation on behalf of this night's concert. I assume that's something that they do at every concert, which is great. Fucking more power to them. Do some good with what you're doing. Nothing bad to say about Papa Roach. It was a great, great show. Even that, like, they've got a couple of their longtime hits that are not my favorites, but they played them differently than album standard.
Right.
And so they were slightly new and novel and really enjoyable. It was a great, great show.
Yeah.
And like, for a change, Jacoby seemed really genuine and really thrilled to be there. And like, he's always excited to work with other musicians. Like, he's the biggest collaborator in sort of nu metal.
Yeah, for sure.
And they made a joke at one point that this tour is wrapping up in a few days and they're actually scheduled to be off for a full year.
And he doesn't, like, know what he's going to do with himself.
Oh, I know exactly what he's going to fucking do. He's going to collaborate with everybody on the planet. Because that's what Jacoby do.
Be prepared for a lot of, you know, featuring Jacoby Shaddix next year.
Yeah. Which could be good. Will probably be good. And I'd love to see him to continue to mentor new up-and-comers.
Yeah.
Because I know that he's been doing that a lot. That was almost really catty. I'm going to say it anyway. He needs to leave Falling in Reverse alone and find somebody
right
better.
Which makes me sad, because I love the stuff that they're doing these days, but I just, Ronnie Radke is a shit human being, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Enough said.
Well.
Yeah. Or at least for now, until there's some sort of review that actually involves
them. No, because we won't go see them again, because we walked out of them last time.
Yeah. I don't need to see them.
Anyways, P. Roach was awesome.
Yes. Great show. Solid. Good.
Good middle act, which is probably also weird for them.
Yeah.
But, you know, for the middle act for a Shinedown concert, that's fine, you know?
Yeah.
So Shinedown. We actually missed
before we get into Shinedown.
Yes.
We've seen bigger acts play middle act for Shinedown. So.
Have we?
Yeah, I think we have.
Okay, that's probable. I don't doubt
it. But I've also seen Shinedown play middle act for people that I thought would have been
the middle act
for Shinedown.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, that's true. Anyway, Shinedown.
We actually missed the last time they were in town. A, it was during a surge, and B, I was annoyed at them for Planet Zero. And now I'm sad because I'm back to wanting to see them every time they come to LA. Anyway, amazing set.
Yeah.
They were
so
good. They were on today.
Yeah.
They were having fun. They were fucking with each other. And just, like, joking and just having a good time.
So I don't know if you guys noticed, and maybe it was... maybe I was hallucinating, but I'm going to go ahead and throw some stuff out here.
Okay.
It felt like they were really playing with their arrangements.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And doing stuff... differently, a lot differently. So it wasn't there. So like previously, you'd go to a Shinedown show, and if you'd heard the album, you'd know what the songs were going to sound like, and they were very good at reproducing album quality stuff on stage.
Brent plays with his vocals a lot, honestly.
Yeah.
And he was doing that tonight, but like the some of the background vocals were very different than they usually are.
So, they... first of all, everybody was at the same volume. The other guys in the band were not relegated to background vocal volume.
Right.
Everybody had clear, full volume sing. And they played not only with the vocal arrangements, but with the musical arrangements. And really, some of the stuff felt really experimental noodly. And I really, really liked it. I think they might have had a junior sound tech on, though. Because some of the sound mix was inconsistent.
There was some wonkiness going on.
There were a few weird starts to songs.
I mean, it was more than that.
Good Lord, like, what's going on in this parking lot?
I don't know. Shit heels. There was a lot. Sorry, I've lost my train of thought. So they were really fiddling with their arrangements, and a lot of it felt experimental, almost not full on, but like it was leaning in that sort of proggy experimental direction,
which I'm always happy with.
Yeah, me too. And so it was a really nice, fresh take on a Shinedown show, which I really appreciate, because I was feeling a little stale in going to see Shinedown.
Because we have seen Shinedown
many
times.
Yeah.
But you know what? I was almost kind of with you, but they never fail to bring the show.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. It's amazing how uplifting their gritty rock show is.
Yeah.
I mean, part of that is just, I mean, Brent is an amazing showman, mm-hmm. and he just has a way of connecting to a crowd mm-hmm. and just bringing the whole crowd together rather than just, I mean, Jacoby is great, but he's the energy man. He's the get up. I want to see a mosh pit out there. I want to this. He's the get energy and get the crowd moving.
Whereas Brent is like, we're family.
Brent is like, draw everybody together here. Pay attention here. Look to your left. Look to your right. This is your family now. Everybody is here for the same thing. And they also do a big job or do a good job and make it a big deal of, you know, we're here for you.
Yeah.
We appreciate you coming here. You could do anything with your time. You chose to be here. So right now, the only people in the world that matter to us are everyone right here.
Yeah.
He's just a master at bringing a crowd together.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Can we talk about the Tupac t-shirt?
I was hoping to talk about the mohawk first, but... Oh,
okay. Yeah, he's rocking the hawk these days.
He has a mohawk. I hadn't seen any pictures of him with a mohawk. It looks fresh, and I'm very excited. He has spent so many years, like, looking very, like...
Business.
Yeah. And all of a sudden he has a mohawk.
Or better yet, when he had the bangs and had the mohawk.
Like, I don't even know what the fuck that was. But, like... He wasn't wearing a suit. He was in like a jeans vest over a white t-shirt.
Patched up jeans vest.
He had the mohawk. It was awesome.
He was looking very punk rock.
Yeah.
He was giving the punk rock vibes.
Yeah.
And then both Myers and Bass were wearing West Coast rappers, Ice Cube and Tupac.
Now, the amusing part was we had had a slight discussion during Papa Roach, because one of the guys was wearing a Bad Religion shirt.
Yes.
And it was like, you know what? I appreciate when a band is wearing another band's t-shirt.
Well, and it used to be that bands always wore other bands' t-shirts. It was rude to wear your... It was unclassy to wear your own shirt at your show.
Yeah.
And that has, like, gone away. And I part of me thinks that, like, people run out of clean clothes by the time they get to L.A. and they just steal shit from the merch.
You're probably dead. I'm sure you are dead on.
But, like, it's always been weird to me to see bands wearing their own shirts. Of course you should wear shirts from other artists.
Yeah.
Now, what I'd like to see is, like, you know, the headliners wearing the shirts from the opening bands.
So that would be cool. I'd be down for that.
You know, it's that whole, like, you know, like, okay, lift them up. Like, yeah, I'm going to come on wearing a Spirit Box shirt. Because, you know, the laundry lady didn't come through today, so I headed out to the merch table and... picked up this nice Spirit Box shirt. You guys like it?
You could get your own.
Yeah.
I would be down for that.
Absolutely.
But yeah, it was also amusing that, you know, they have chosen Tupac and Ice Cube for their, you know, rock and roll show.
Yeah. Well, and they didn't coordinate.
Oh, God, no.
Which was hysterical.
Yeah.
All right, so can we talk about the weird little cover in the middle there?
I thought that was awesome.
It was adorable.
And then riding home in the car together and singing the song.
I've never seen them do something like that before. I mean, you know, Smith and Myers do a lot of covers.
Smith and Myers do, but I've never...
But this was...
I've never heard Bass doing vocals, really, other than some background tracks. I don't think I've ever actually heard him be out front for stuff.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of him.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a lot of him, but like in the cover he was definitely, you know, there's a duet going on.
Song?
I've got it in my head. I'm trying to remember the name of it.
Is it Better
Everything,
Than Ezra?
Everything? I think it's Better Than Ezra.
Yeah.
And who were the people who came,
they were crew. Yeah,
was that crew?
That was his sound crew.
That's his backstage crew, yeah.
Okay. I was trying to figure out like who are these people who are playing the instruments.
Yeah, he did say something, I was trying to figure it out too, but he said something at the end of, you know, have a hand for the crew, you know, they don't let him come out on stage, so we had to, you know, kick him out.
Yeah.
Yeah, the crew came out and played.
Yeah, it was cute. But yeah, so wonderful.
It was a fantastic show.
I'm back to wanting to see Shinedown every time they come through town.
Yeah, me too.
In fact, I'm kind of thinking, like, we should only go see bands that make me hoarse afterwards, because I was wondering why the last few shows, I haven't been hoarse during the podcast, and I think it's because it hasn't been Shinedown. Well, you know, or Breaking screening. Benjamin.
Or yeah, I was about to say, or Breaking Benjamin.
I also sound like this after Breaking Benjamin.
Yeah.
So, yeah, apparently we're only going to see shows like that from now on. See how I sound after Janelle Monáe. All right, so closing thoughts.
Tonight was fantastic. It was a great show.
Yeah, I think I've said everything.
This week's podcast has been brought to you by Taqueria Oi
in Santa Ana. In whose parking lot we are right now.
Because they have tacos 24 hours a day.
So the next
after show, you can get some tasty warm tacos and horchata.
So the next show will, in fact, be Janelle Monáe. It will
in like 3 days.
Yeah, we'll see how soon I get this podcast up. It's been taking me a little while. And then theoretically, I mean, I'm going to see Seven Dust and Static X. We'll see if Patch what comes with. But yeah, so I've been Twisted Cat.
I'm Patch.
I'm Batman.
I'm not here.
Get in the
van! I forgot what to do. We're doing podcast stuff.
Now with more tacos.